This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I mean, hate's a strong word. The whole damn lot. Hey, Vinny, can you kick that door closed? It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Oh, good job.
He did kick it.
He kicked it.
Hero.
This part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo. The San Francisco Zoo and Gardens is a destination for all. Guests of every age can experience unforgettable encounters with animals from around the world. They're a leading conservation facility, and the zoo inspires curiosity, engagement, and a passion for protecting wildlife. Plan your visit today at sfzoo.org. I'm going to start with something you talked about a few weeks ago.
You're talking to me?
Yep.
Okay.
Talking to you. Something called raw dogging. Do you remember what that was?
No.
It's a trend where people sit on a plane.
With nothing.
And with no, they sit, I guess, with their hands in their lap, and they look at the back of the seat in front of them, and they just sit there. And it just sounded so dumb. And I thought, oh, that's ridiculous. Who would ever think of that? Well, it turns out that that was invented in 1997 on Seinfeld. Here's a scene from Seinfeld.
Dogging has become a bit of a thing, and I feel a bit responsible.
That's Putty. He's on a plane with Elaine.
You want something to read?
No.
Just looking straight forward.
Well, are you going to take a nap? Or?
No.
It's okay.
You're just going to sit there staring at the back of the seat?
My concern is that somebody's going to get hurt. And if you go into this thing blindly, you know what I'm saying, just not reading, watching something, you better...
I don't know what he's talking about here. Just like, you know, trying to be hilarious with the raw dogging. He's like, you got to be okay being in your own head. And it is true. I mean... I don't know if it's a, I don't even want to try it because it just seems so boring, but
it well, the does fact is,
feel
I think
like a challenge.
Most people would find themselves in that situation by accident and be super bummed about it and trying to find anything for the love of God that they could read or listen to.
Right. The in-flight magazine.
Whatever.
The safety card.
I mean, I don't think there are people out there. Most people would go, I'm going back for my phone, even if they're driving to the grocery store. Like, you know what I mean? Raw dogging to the grocery store? That's not happening. Even though you're driving.
Right.
You have stuff to do.
You
have a radio in your car. No, I'm going to have to get my phone. I got to go back for that. I need something. I got to play a game while I'm in line at the store.
Right. My list is on there. That's how I pay for stuff.
I don't think very many people can manage that.
Didn't you say that there's going to be a way, like a digital ID soon, or maybe there already is? Like, I'm looking for that because then you'd be able to leave your house with your, as long as your phone was charged up, you've got your ID. I'd love to have my passport on there.
I already have my California driver's license is in my phone.
In like the virtual wallet?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that's a, how did you get that done? You just... Go to the DMV?
No, you sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Oh.
And then the other side of it, if you click on it, wait a minute.
So it doesn't have your photo on it?
It does.
So would you have to hand your phone to a cop if you. Yeah. So what are you going to do to entertain yourself while he's looking at your stuff?
When you, once you click on it.
Oh.
You can see me. I'm a little head at the top.
I see you. Yeah. Tiny little thumbnail of you.
And there's all the info.
Is there a thing he can scan? Couldn't he just, couldn't there be a QR code for you on there that he could scan it and then walk away and not have to take your phone with him?
You're assuming I'm 17-year-old me. I'm not in trouble a lot anymore. I don't really.
I mean, you are driving a Mustang.
I know, but I'm actually pretty careful. Mm. I do need to keep my license. I do 75 at the most.
Well, plus, I don't think you'd die from raw dogging, which is just, you know, the staring straight ahead. But a 17-year-old might. Like, well, they don't know how to do things without a phone in front of their face.
What I would say is I go without my phone all the time. But what I would say is on a plane, someone would kill me because all of my energy would be surging out of this leg. And so someone would go, I'm going to murder you if you don't stop twitching that leg. You know what I do?
I do.
That thing I do.
Everyone does that when their leg is in that thing, but you do it too. You do it to a point where it's like, okay, this house is rattling. Like everybody knows about the knee wiggle, but you have it. I mean, dialed isn't the right word for it. It's like you have the Jimmy legs like nobody has.
I don't
Jimmy
mean
legs.
To, and I know that there are people who are bothered by it, and I'm not trying to do that. But I also can't sit still. So that is where all my energy, you know, when you see me and I'm calm and serene.
Oh, yes. I mean, your usual look, right?
Placid.
Mm-hmm.
There I am.
Oh, that is the perfect word to describe you.
Just a picture of calm here. Mm-hmm. All this energy is surging out that leg.
Mm.
That's how I do it.
Mm. It's too bad there isn't like a way to create, like charge your phone via the energy that you're exporting through your foot.
I do the same thing as Vinny does, but you burn calories when you're doing that. So you're working out. So you're doing something good for yourself when you're.
I better start switching the legs up a little or I'm going to end up a little lopsided. And no, I was.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, never skipping leg day, I guess.
Never. Right leg day, every day.
Right leg, it's always your right leg.
It's always my right leg.
Uh-huh.
Well, guys.
Anyway, that was really funny and very cute. And, yeah. And look, Seinfeld was one show, one 30-minute sitcom show had 20 incredible ideas in it every time.
I know. It was really brilliant. And it's... that was back in the day when there were 22, 23 episodes a season. You know, they don't now, if you get 8 episodes in a quote unquote season, you're like, oh my God, there's 8 whole episodes. Not one of those little shorties with only 6 or whatever. Mm. The olden days of TV. Of course, it seems like there's so many epic things on now. Like, what are they saying? Like, each episode of Game of Thrones was like the price of a movie. And so they only had $200 million to spend. They said, you can have dragons or you can have the snow cat and a battle. Those are your choices. Never mind. Anyway.
You lost me at Game of Thrones.
I know. You know what? I shouldn't have gone there. I knew that it was a bad turn to take. One of the most pointless social media trends of all time, raw dogging, which, by the way, raw dogging is something else. That's like,
yeah,
it's like barebacking. It's not, I don't know why they call it raw dogging because you're not, what you're doing is just, it's called, it should be called sit staring, but your hand is up.
You know, now that we have a young audience member here among us, uh-huh. She may need to know what barebacking means.
No,
she
that's
may
okay. Wanna... No,
Bobby, are you going to
you know, right? Okay,
okay,
she's
yeah,
good.
Bobby
she's
seems
good.
Like an adult.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we don't know what she knows. Sometimes you may have to
explain it to her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your job.
Sarah's going to tell you what barebacking is.
Yeah. We don't want to mansplain. Let Sarah explain it.
Sarah,
let me mansplain it to you.
Yeah.
I'll do it off the air.
On the break, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like
she does.
I feel like everybody knows what that is, but okay. And like even people who don't know what it is can deduce.
After she tells you, can you tell me? Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, so this relatively new trend on TikTok or wherever the hell it's become a thing because of Putty. Putty was a great character too on Seinfeld. I need to, I bet it would be, I wonder if those hold up. Have you ever, when's the last time you watched a Seinfeld episode?
I'm not getting to TV like I once did, but I will put that on and it is still 30 minutes just jam-packed of stuffs.
Yeah, I just watched it the other day. It definitely a show that I'll put on when it's one of my comfort shows. So it's like if I'm doing something and just look up and like, yes, immediately.
There are just
laugh.
So many things still that so are funny. Just part of life because of that show. You know,
Festivus.
Close talk. Sure. Yes.
Close talkers.
Yeah. Right. The puffy shirt. I mean, there's so many things.
I don't want to be a pirate.
A lady that looks good in a certain light, but not in another. Yeah.
Right. The bad lighting girl. They're real and they're spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
The Hawktua girl's in the news.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Just quickly. She has 2.5 million followers on Instagram. She posts on there pretty regularly. She put up like this little piece where she's in bed sleeping and all the rumors about her are swirling around her. She's pregnant. She's dead. She's this. She's that. She stole everyone's money. She's going to jail.
You looked at social media?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I have this job, so I will go check stuff out.
Oh, okay.
So I was looking at that this morning because I see here the headline is, the Hawktua girl is going to be the focus of an upcoming documentary. And I'm not sure. They say here, the truth is actually more bizarre than you think. That might be the name of it. I'm not positive. But the people doing this are legit. Emmy award-winning production company called Bungalow Media and Entertainment. They've done all kinds of documentaries for Paramount Plus, CNN Films / Max, whatever that is, Serving the Hamptons for Max, Surviving Jeffrey Epstein for Lifetime. Anyway, they're doing this project on Haley Welch, who's the Hawktua girl.
Is she canceled?
She is in trouble, is the last I heard. Like, she got behind selling some meme that cost people a lot of money.
Did
like a weird NFT meme thing.
Yeah, and she... That podcast was like a top 10 podcast. And then
for a minute, Hawktua.
And then stopped doing.
Oh, she's not doing it anymore.
As far as I know, no.
Can we find a net worth on her? Like, does she got a little bit of money? I mean, and how are they? I guess they're just going to take whatever footage they can and put a. Like, she's unknown. She was a complete unknown in July of last year.
Seeing about 500K for her. And then some. Yeah, some are saying as low as 65K.
Well, I heard she made 65K the first weekend she was selling the merchandise. Like, wasn't that the number that they were throwing out
there?
Yeah,
and now, and okay, you know how these things are.
I'm even seeing
12.5 million. So.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
I really actually hope no. I mean, she seems like a very nice young lady, but Hawktua, it's been on
that
time.
She knows how to do stuff, but 12 million?
No.
I think we're all in agreement here.
Yeah.
And I am done. What is coming up in the news, Vincent?
Is TSA pre-check worth it? I'll tell you after these.
Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. Oh, it's a dance party. West Hollywood. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh,
right
nice.
Now, you can lease a 2024 Mach-E Select for just $364 per month with nothing due at signing. $364 a month with zero down payment.
Just go get your car.
And Frontier Ford will install a Ford Charge Station Pro at your home for free.
Incredible.
You can get full details at frontierford.com. The deal is, I got a little plug-in, regular plug-in, and it doesn't charge fast enough. The charge station that they came and installed at my house charges the car right up. It's not instantaneous,
right.
But it's less than half the time a regular plug-in charger
would be. So easily overnight. I mean,
oh, absolutely. Right. In fact, I do it. I get home around lunchtime or whatever, park, put the charger in, and then by 7 p.m., I unplug it.
Oh.
It's done.
Sweat.
So I don't even leave it, you know, charging overnight. Anyway.
You don't need to.
I don't need to. FrontierFord.com. Full details. FrontierFord.com. Here's what's happening. I walked out to rain today.
Oh, really?
There's none anywhere else.
Huh.
Yeah. But we do have rain coming. So, and it's been moving on your, you know, days.
There's, I agree. Every time I look at the weather apps, they're completely different. Mm-hmm. And the projections are just, it's more of the same. Like, this day on, this day off, this day on, this right. day off.
So just look alive and don't take your curtain or your cushions out.
Yeah.
What, or your curtains.
Or your curtains. Please leave those inside.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Major League Baseball opening day is tomorrow.
Oh.
So we go official with MLB tomorrow.
Go A's.
March Madness is back tomorrow as well. And speaking of,
is the first round completely done?
Yeah, we're at Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. We are. Oh, we're two rounds in.
It's so cool the way they just savage their way through this. And then there you are. Another weekend of really good games. One of the things that came out of last week's action, you know, just when you think we've come a long way, babe. So Rick Pitino is a great basketball coach. He's not without his scandals, but he's a great basketball coach. His team, St. John's, lost to Arkansas last weekend.
Okay.
So he lost and then he's out. And his son is a coach. Dick Pitino coaches at the University of New Mexico. What'd you just say?
What? I know, just interesting. You don't hear about a lot of dicks these days.
Dick Pitino, the coach, Coach Dick Pitino, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
His team, University of Mexico, New Mexico was playing, and his dad, Rick Pitino, showed up in the stands to cheer on his son. During the game, right behind him was this lady people couldn't take their eyes off of.
Yeah. Well, her head's even cut off in the one I'm looking at right here.
There just is
the
shot.
The important part is there, though.
There's her face.
Oh, there she is. All right.
They're cheering.
Oh, looks like she's had some stuff done.
I like the other picture.
Yeah.
But there she is behind this coach. So they keep going to the coach because it's his son who's coaching.
So this is Rick or Dick?
That's Rick.
That's Rick.
Okay.
That's the old guy. Mm-hmm. That's dad. The young guy was actually coaching in the game, but they kept looking to dad because he's super famous. And right over his shoulder were these perfect giant boobies.
Mm, in a low-cut red top.
Right.
I assume that's the color of the team.
That is the New Mexico. Okay. Yeah, right. So your headline reads, Busty March Madness fan gets a $200,000 offer from a porn site.
Oh.
They don't know who she is.
Did they go for it? Did she go for it?
She hasn't surfaced as of yet that I've seen. I looked for it. It doesn't appear she's taking the money yet. But after St. John's got knocked out of March Madness and a loss to Arkansas, there was dad cheering on the Lobos, coached by his son Dick. And there, over his shoulder, were boobies. The camera couldn't stay off of them. And now Cam Soda.
Is it the cameraman's fault? It's, you know, there's Rick Pitino.
No, but I'm just saying it's so typical that here is an offer from Cam Soda. They asked the public for help finding and identifying this nice lady. And at least let us make her the offer, which is $200K for an hour's worth of work on their cam shows.
But she would have to show everything. Or is it just put on several outfits?
I don't know what this negotiation would end up being.
Because for 200 grand, if I get to keep my top on, I'm doing that. Maybe. I mean, look, she's clearly in good seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a nice enough shirt, and she's got a gold necklace on. Like, maybe she's like, F you and your 200K. I don't need that. I ain't nobody's hoa. I ain't nobody's hookah.
Whoa.
Really? Whoa? It's insulting.
Well, we were
just... Like, she's more than just her boots. Her eyes are up here.
I realize that, except that they didn't show her eyes at all.
I see them kind of from the side in that one
barely,
thing.
Barely, in the one shot. But anyway.
She's older than you think. A little work done.
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
Don't you think?
Look. You don't think she's a college student?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to say she's a college student's mom.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Might be a player's mom because of the seats.
Might be. Yep. She looks like she's had some maintenance work done.
Really?
Nothing wrong with it, I guess. Yes. You don't think so?
I can't tell. I actually have the photo in front of me and was looking at it, and it seems a little blurry, and I can't really tell because it's a side view, and her eyes are closed, so I don't know what's going on. But, yep, she got a $200K offer. It's very much Hawktua. Like, I'm sitting here going, man, the world today, out of nowhere, you find yourself a $200,000 offer. Mm. She's just watching a game.
Yeah, she didn't set out to do that. But that is the way the world works today. Everything is on camera and people are fascinated by the dumbest things.
Well, boobs aren't dumb.
No, they're not.
No.
Thank you, Maddie.
They're everything.
I do like a good set.
Yeah, of course. Like we all do.
Yeah.
No, there's someone I know, you know her too, used to get checked out equally by men and women all the time.
I know her too.
Yeah. Use that. What are you talking about? I mean, equally.
Well, and she wasn't hiding anything.
No.
She was fully like, this is one of my features.
Yeah.
Featured today's
spectacular
today's special.
Absolutely.
You know, every day's special.
She could have easily gotten an offer like that.
Yes. If that was her standing behind the
team. Right. Absolutely.
Where's Dick the whole time?
He's out on the court.
Oh, he was. So
yeah,
he's busy.
He's busy
with other.
Yeah, you got to keep your eye on him.
Coaching his boys.
Yeah.
Do you have TSA pre-check?
I do. Yes.
Do you think it's worth it?
It has been. Yes.
A study found it only saves an average of 7 minutes. They're the
I'll
hard 7 minutes, but they're seven nonetheless. The average person with pre-check said it takes 36 minutes to get through airport security, and that's compared to 43 minutes for everyone else.
I feel like that sounds long. When you have, not only do I have TSA pre-check, I have clear. And so that line's always shorter.
Yeah.
I feel like it takes me 5 minutes to get through
security.
You
do both of those?
Yeah, I used to fly a lot, so I have clear. But the big savings is you don't have to take your shoes off and you don't have to pull your computer out of your bag.
Yep.
And I know that doesn't seem like a big deal, but.
Right.
Are you
honestly
calling that a savings in time?
It's a savings in time and energy and effort.
Okay.
It makes it easier. You just put your bags down, just go through.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking off your shoes. I had to do that. Because TSA wasn't at one airport I went to, and I just felt like an animal taking my shoes off. And it's horrible.
You poor thing.
It's no way to live.
Oh, yeah. God, you're so courageous.
I usually fly with band slip-ons, and just they come right off.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
You don't have free check?
No.
You should get that.
What?
Because it does save you a lot of time. That actually sounds really inaccurate to me. Even just recently, we were running to make our flight home from Florida over vacation. Like running. We had no time to spare, threading the needle. And we walked up to security and could not have gotten through it faster. Skipped the whole line, boom, right through. Took us under 5 minutes to get through security. It was great. It's worth it.
They claim pre-check makes the whole experience a lot less stressful. So, I mean, there is stress with flying, unless you just love it and you're young. Young people don't seem to trip on anything.
Yeah, that's why it's fine if they sit in the back of the plane. Riley, get back there.
The most stressful things about flying.
Stop asking your dad to trade with you. You're not getting his seat.
Well, how about you upgrade me so I can sit with my family instead of treating me like a savage back here?
I'm paying for your ticket. Go to the back.
Don't call me cattle, woman.
Okay, you can be one of the shepherds, I guess. You can be a cowpoke.
The TSA line, crying babies, and getting stuck in a middle seat are the most stressful things about flying.
Yeah. Crying babies are tough. And as a mother of a formerly crying baby, two of them, I am not, I feel for the people around them, and I feel for the people who have the baby. I mean, what are you going to do, chuck the baby out? There's nothing you can do. You can't strangle it. Like,
can't you give it Benadryl or something, put it to sleep?
Yes, you can drug your baby. That doesn't actually always work. Some babies have the complete opposite reaction.
Oh.
Tisk, tisk.
I don't have kids, so
You can do that.
I know you can do it with
I've tried it. It didn't work. It went the opposite direction. The kid was up the hole. I'm like, oh my God, we gave the kid meth. I don't understand. What is happening? Why am I? Will this flight ever end?
Middle seats were ranked first with about half of the vote.
Yeah, I hate middle seats.
I don't like a middle seat either, but I almost feel like that's a raw dogging situation. You're not raw dogging, but just sit the, you know, like, okay, here I am. I got to sit between.
And by raw dogging, we don't mean condomless sex. What we mean is you stare ahead at the seat in front of you.
That's what that means?
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying, you know, for people who are just joining us, because we did talk extensively about this whole social media trend where people just sit with no book, no nothing to entertain them, no earbuds, nothing. They just stare at the back of the seat in front of them. I love when the back of the seat in front of me has the plane location. I just watch the map the whole time.
Oh.
Because mostly I'm sleeping. Sleep on planes.
I can't do that. Man, but yeah. Anyway, there you go. Pre-check. Sarah says it's totally worth it.
I think so.
This thing, they say it's worth it, but it's not saving you as much time as you hope. But you say wrong.
I feel, combined with Clear, it's amazing. Because they take you, you look in the thing, and then they walk you, you skip the whole, they just even walk you past the TSA line. Boom, you're in. It's great.
You know anybody that's a loud sneezer?
Yes, I do.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I do know somebody.
Oh, okay. Like I'm like, Jesus,
like,
I'm not a loud
so
sneezer.
Loud and percussive that it's actually painful to be in the car with this person when they do it all the time with their allergies.
John?
Yes.
Oh.
He's the loudest sneezer.
So I would put Christina up against him.
Really?
And the funny thing about Christina, this is my wife. My opinion of this is if there was a, you know, an AI on her shoulder and went with her everywhere she went all day, every day, the word she hears most in her daily travels is what? What?
Because she's such a low talker.
She has a soft voice. She's not looking to make a scene. She's more often than not just trying to get through the day. And I bet you most people are like, I say it to her a million times. What? If I'm walking up the stairs and she starts talking, it's inaudible. Mm. I can't even make out a word. Mm. I got to turn around, go back down and go, what?
Let me try and read your lips while you say this.
And yet, anywhere I am in the house, I can hear the achoo! It's that loud. Like, what the?
Yeah.
Is that John?
His aren't quite as loud. They're like a surprise burst that takes your head clean off. Like,
the Washington Post did a big article on how it's possible to learn to sneeze more quietly.
Oh, please forward that to me.
An ear, nose, and throat doctor said, if you need proof, go to Japan. You'll almost never hear a loud sneeze over there because it's considered rude. A lot of loud sneezers don't want to change. One woman they talked to said she basically screams and she's fine with it because it's so satisfying.
Oh. Well, they do say a sneeze and an arrival are very close.
No, they don't say that.
They do say that.
Who's they?
The people who talk about the comparisons between sneezes and orgasms.
Well, they're doing the other thing wrong if their sneeze feels as good as
just a big release.
The other thing. No.
All wound up and achoo. Come on.
Are you saying that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not, but I mean, I can see what they're saying. It's a much quicker, it's like a quicker lead up, a quicker release, but still, it is like a,
well, I've heard,
how unsatisfying is it when you think you're going to sneeze and you don't?
Okay, but I mean, I've also heard people say going to the bathroom is satisfying.
Well, it is.
Sure, in the sense that you're getting rid of the thing that you were holding.
Yeah.
Sure, but it's not joyful.
That's not an explosion.
There's no, like,
I think they're talking about like the wind up and the release. They're not talking about like how enjoyable a sneeze is compared to
one woman. Oh, I already read that part. So here are the steps to do a near silent sneeze. Exhale right before it happens. The more air that's in your lungs, the louder your sneeze will be.
Exhale first. That's weird because I feel like I have to go. Chew.
Exhale.
Oh. I feel like that was my stomach. Sorry. I feel like my eyes will pop out if I do that. Okay. And what's next?
Did you
exhale
hear that?
First?
I thought that was me.
Oh,
maybe it was you. I didn't feel it, but it sounded like me. No, that was me.
Relax your vocal cords. Imagine you're letting out a deep sigh. The high pitched ooh at the end of achoo only happens if your vocal cords vibrate and your mouth is open. Also, keep your mouth closed. This isn't plug your nose. This is just keep your mouth closed. Push your tongue up to the roof of your mouth to direct air pressure through your nose instead. Sneeze into your elbow, which muffles some of the sound. You know what? I think loud sneeze, and it might even be Christina's way of being heard. Like, she might be like, finally, I can be heard. She might really...
An explosive sound.
Like, I'm making noise, everyone.
I will say this. I want to have my mouth open, because if I let it all come out through my nose, now I got...
You might snot.
Right. I mean, I did that one time when I was in school, and it was like, it was just everywhere. Like, I just couldn't... I didn't know what to do, you know? It was like such a like frightening moment. Like, oh no. Boogers everywhere.
Go on.
That was it. That's the whole story.
No, that's not the whole story.
I don't know. It was like fourth grade.
What'd you do?
I mean, I must have wiped it on my pants or something. It's not like I was carrying a kerchief around. Handkerchief.
The things that happen to kids in general.
Yeah.
And then you are like next level on everything.
How is that next level? Who hasn't like sneezed and had a handful of boogers?
You also whizzed yourself on a cold day in a stadium in front of everyone.
That is my most embarrassing moment.
You also had a young man say, why are you so ugly in front of everyone?
I know. That was so hurtful.
You were out of high school at that point.
Oh, yeah. No, I was a working girl at that point. Not the kind you're thinking of.
I mean, you remember it, so it must have been traumatic.
Well, it was horrible. But
like, I don't remember ever doing that.
I actually will sometimes kind of hold my nose and just sneeze out my mouth because I just don't need a handful of boogers. Are they even boogers if they're that wet? Like, it was connected. It was fully... Oh, snot. Yeah.
Yes, sure. Booger snots.
Booger snot.
All right.
Okay. We're done with this topic.
Thank you.
In fact, look at the time. You got a couple texts you want to read?
Nah, you go ahead. Take us away.
All right. Will Smith coming up next, and Ben Affleck and more.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.